This is Totally Cool Tech, the show that brings you the hottest in cool technology. No matter if it's old school or new school, high tech or low tech, it's all still cool tech. Welcome, everybody. This is the Totally Cool Tech Podcast Edition number 508, the 2010 edition of the Geek Christmas List. That's right. It's Sunday, December 12th, 2010, and I'm Norbert Davis, your host. Hey, on this episode of the Totally Cool Tech, what do we got for you? Well, I'll tell you what we got for you. My Christmas list. That's right. My family has always been asking for this anywhere around October, November. They want to know, what does Norbert want for Christmas? And every year I give them nothing because I'm never going to get it. So why even put that stuff out there? But, you know, I went back through and I started looking at some stuff that I went over in the last year. And I found a few things that I really like and I want to talk about and think I would really like to have. Some things I got on here that I have not talked about yet on the show. And I thought I'd bring it up today because it's, you know, perfect time for it. Because if my family ever wants to listen to the podcast, and I know sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but, you know, whatever. They might get an idea because, yeah, this is the stuff I want for Christmas. Let's kind of get into this. But first, the Totally Cool Tech is a proud member of TechPodcasts.com network. And if it's tech, it's here. That's right. You will always find it here. And you will always find shows at Tech Podcasts that are family friendly and work safe. We're also part of the Blueberry.com podcast community where podcasters and listeners all come together. That's Blueberry without the E's. That's Blubrry. No ease. So go check out both of these sites for other great podcasts, and you can check us out on the Roku. TechPodcasts.com and Blueberry.com, they both have a channel on the Roku. We're also on Boxy. You can find me on Stitcher. If you haven't tried that before, it's a pretty cool thing. You can get podcasts and basically, you know, whatever you want, audio on your smartphone. Just go to Stitcher.com, you know, type in TCT Podcast or Totally Cool Tech. You will find us. All right. I am powered by Mountain Dew Code Red today and some of my wife's cookies. Because today, Sunday, she's having her cookie party. And I helped her get her cookies ready. Again, she's getting, you know, she's baking some cookies and stuff like that. Had to make like double batches of everything. Well, she only had to make two sets of cookies, but when I go and I do my cookies, I go ahead and I get everything pre-set up. And I don't, if you ever watch any of the cooking shows, you know, Rachel Ray and Emeril and all that, they always have these things, you know, all their ingredients are pre-made, pre-measured out and all that in a little bowl, whatever, you know, like Alton Brown, he's got all that stuff and he just dumps it into the pot, the pan, the mixer, whatever it is. Well, that's what I do. I make chocolate chip cookies. The Nestle Toll House chocolate chip cookies. That's what I make, but I make them huge. So I make like four batches of these things and I get about 100 cookies out of the whole thing. But I will go ahead and I will make all my batter, all my cookie dough, and I have everything set up, you know, to do one batch. I make my dough, I put it in a little bowl, Tupperware bowl, put it in the refrigerator. And then I get all my baking stuff ready. I mean, all the, you know, get the oven fired up, get all the cookie sheets out, the racks for cooling and all that. And I just have an assembly line. And that's all I do. I'll do cookies. It take me, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours maybe to get everything done. From the time I start measuring things out till the time I actually am done cooking. Excuse me, baking. Big difference. Anyway. We're helping out my wife today, and we had a few cookies, so I'm a little bit powered on that, too. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and get into today's episode here on the Totally Cool Tech. The first thing I have up is the CR48 netbook from Google. And what is this? Well, it looks like Google is coming out with a notebook, and it's the CR48 Chrome notebook. And they're going to ship this out to 60,000 people as a beta test. Or I guess a release candidate, I guess you would call it. This is a test notebook that they designed for their pilot program. And it's first of its kind. When you're ready, this thing will be ready about when you are. It takes about 10 seconds to boot up and also resume from a sleeping, you know, if it's hibernating. It'll come on instantly. There's built-in Wi-Fi and 3G, so you can stay connected everywhere, and a webcam for video chat. That is awesome. It has a 12-inch LCD display, full-size keyboard, and oversized touchpad, which will let you enjoy the web comfortably, they say. It's just 3.8 pounds with over 8 hours of active use and a week of standby time. And, man, that is going to be cool. I've put in for this. Hopefully, I'll get it. One of my friends over on Twitter, Nevin, got one of these the other day, and he's been playing with it, and he says it's pretty cool. There's no cap locks key. I guess it's got a search button where the cap locks key is, but, you know, really, how often do you use the cap locks key? Just hold the button down, or, you know, just hit the shift, you know, hold that down and type with one other finger or whatever. Anyway, I can't wait to find out if I'm going to get one of these. There's a little tracker thing that I've been able to find that says that there's two of them going to Elk Grove right now, but they're not. You know, Elk Grove actually has two zip codes. Odd, but we do. So anyway, but they're going to the other zip code. So I know one's not coming to me. And the thing is, they're not going to tell you it's coming. It just shows up at your doorstep. So, you know, I've put in for it. Hopefully I'll get it. That'll be pretty cool. It looks like it takes, it has a video out. Trying to look for the shots here. Yeah, it has one USB out. Looks like a mic, an earphone out, headset out, and maybe it takes an SD card. But there's no hard drive in it. Well, not in your typical sense. It has an SSD instead of the hard drive. So that's going to be cool. I'm hoping that I get one of these. I'll let you know if I do. And next up, the Droid X. Okay, I've been talking about this for, Lord, way too long. It started off that I wanted an iPhone, and I still kind of do, but different reasons, and anyway. It kind of would make life a little simpler, but I know I'm not going to AT&T, and I know that Verizon's not going to get it for a while, and even if they do, even if Verizon did get an iPhone, which... Anyway, let's not even go there. We've already beaten that dead horse. It is so much beaten that it is glue. I think that, you know, the iPhone 4 or whatever, the Verizon version, there'll be problems with it, and I'll wait till the second version. Anyway, I want to get a Droid X. I'm probably going to wait till January, mid-January, and that's when one of our other phones comes off contract, and then my wife and I can both go get a new phone, and because she might like that. If she doesn't want to go ahead and do that, I'll just go ahead and get my my Droid X here, maybe around Christmas on my own. Anyway, I want one. I'm gonna go with an Android based phone, so, and the Droid X looks to be the coolest looking one, so I gotta have it. All right. In having something like that, you know, I'm carrying, you know, I've got two Blackberries I got to carry, and my iPod Touch, which sounds almost like a Beck song, two turntables and a microphone. Yeah, well, I've got two Blackberries and an iPod Touch. I got to charge those things all the time. I'm constantly charging those things. You know, I just had to replace the battery in my Storm because that thing would die in like 10 minutes. If I did anything that required it to use the 3G radio heavily, man, I sent a picture on Twitter, bam, that thing is dead. That thing will shut down on me, and I won't even see it coming. It happened pretty quickly to where it just started losing, you know, battery life real fast. I mean, just like a nosedive. Anyway, replaced that. So I've got my BlackBerry Bold for work. I have my BlackBerry Storm, the Storm 1, my personal one. And then I carry the first-gen iPod Touch. So I've constantly got these things on my hip and constantly charging them. I want to just be able to throw them down. I don't want to have to plug them in all the time. I just want to put them down and let them charge. How's that going to happen? Well, there's the Wild Charge, there's the Power Mat, and there's going to be this thing called the Electro Hub. It's going to debut at CES 2011, which I will not be there. Doesn't that just suck? Anyway, that's a personal problem. The Electro Hub is going to cost $40. But the cool thing about this, and the big difference between this Electro Hub, it's going to be a little, you know, a little mat that you place your devices on, is that you don't have to put a jacket or an adapter onto it. Doesn't have to wear anything like the Wild Charge or the Power Mat does. You just buy a battery that's built for it from the Electro Hub people. They'll make a battery for, I don't know if they make it for the iPhone. I don't know how they're going to do the iPhone. That's going to be weird. But if it has a replaceable battery, like the Droid has a replaceable battery, like the BlackBerry has a replaceable battery, like your Wii remote, which takes, hey, AA batteries. Amazing. They can make double and triple A batteries that all you do is you put the device onto the Wild, not the Wild Charge, but the Electro Hub mat, and it will electronically, with, you know, the induction, recharge them. Don't have to have these adapters and all that kind of stuff. You just change them out, put in their battery, and it recharges it. That is awesome. It's $40 for the mat, and then you got to buy all the different batteries, which are going to cost like around $10 or so, they say. You know, it remains to be seen, but that's one of the things I'm looking for from CES. So, yeah, maybe Santa will give me an early version so I can mess around with it. I doubt it, but, you know, I'm asking anyway. All right. One thing I am looking for is the best coffee commuter mug that's out there. And it's over at Hammacher Schlemmer. And this thing will keep hot water hot for hours. It'll only lose like 2, 3, 4 degrees over a matter of hours, rather than losing like half its, you know, temperature. You know, and say you put in boiling water, 200. Well, you don't want to put boiling water in there. Let's just say, you know, hot coffee at about 190 degrees or so. You know, after 2, 3 hours in a normal commuter cup mug, you know, the, you know, almost, it's not quite a thermos. You'll lose probably about 30, 40, maybe even 50 degrees over the temperatures, and now your coffee's cold. You know, you don't want to drink that. This thing will keep it nice and hot for a long, long time. It'll even keep ice cubes cubed, not melted, for almost 24 hours. That's cool. Literally in that case, but I got to have one of these. $30 over at Hammacher Schlemmer. Gotta love Hammacher Schlemmer. They've got everything. Also, I want some LED work gloves. That's right, yeah, I'm serious. I want some LED work gloves. They're like mechanics gloves, but they have a little LED light on the index finger. And these things are really cool. They're over at Amazon, $12, not that bad. Because, you know, sometimes like when you're working on computers or you know, underneath a desk or whatever, or you're working, I don't know, you know, on your vehicle or something like that, you need to get in tight to an area you can see what you're doing. And it's on the first portion of your finger, your index finger. It's like just at the first knuckle, just past that one little segment of your finger. So if you're, you know, using a screwdriver or whatever, you keep the light pointed where you're aiming at and all that. Pretty slick. So what else am I looking for? Oh yeah, Santa, if you're really, you know, paying attention, Schlage, the Link deadbolt starter kit, goes for about $250 at Lowe's. The really cool thing about this is I could be rolling up in my, you know, my truck or my car or whatever, got an armful of groceries and things like that, but before I get up there, I can go ahead and via the internet through my smartphone can unlock the door. That is so cool. Go ahead, punch it open, and unlocks the door. I can just go ahead and walk in. That is slick. I love that. And you can do a whole bunch of other things too, and it's all linked together. I think it's using Z-Wave technology. And I talked about this, I think 2 or 3 times here on the podcast over like the last year and a half, maybe 2. It's just something that's really cool. I want something like that. I want to be able to open that up that way. So I think that's pretty cool. Another thing I found here, and I talked about it a couple months ago, it's the DTV Shredder. This thing is awesome. It goes for like $2,500 over at BPG Works, and W-E-R-K-S. And it's like a tank crossed with a snowboard, crossed with a skateboard. It is the most awesome looking thing out there. Man, it is off-road to the extreme. I probably would kill myself on one of these. If not kill myself, I'd wipe out big time. But you know what? I'd have fun doing it. I bet this thing works like crazy in any kind of off-road situation. Dirt, mud, rocks, snow, all that kind of stuff. On the beach, sand. Oh man, this thing would just be awesome to play around with. I've seen the video. It looks fun. They're even trying to sell it to the military. They're doing pre-orders right now. $2,500 total is the cost. That is awesome. Go check out the video for that. You'll have the links on all these things. It is just killer. I want one of these things. It is it's the slickest looking toy out there. All right. Back on Father's Day, I got the Roku HDXR, which I think at the time was the top of their line. And player, and I love it. I love the Roku format, the whole thing, because I can get Netflix, I can get Hulu if I want, I can get the NHL and NBA and Major League Baseball. I think I can get the hockey. I haven't looked. I really haven't looked, but I think I can. Anyway, plus I get a whole bunch of other things, and I can watch all sorts of video, like things from techpodcasts.com or blueberry.com. It's pretty cool. So anyway, they kind of changed things since then. They got all the brand new versions of it. And I'm looking to maybe get the Roku XD/S. And that thing looks like it is going to be the slickest one that they've got. And it's got the best Wi-Fi because it's, I believe it's wireless N. Yes, it is. It is wireless N, and it does has the USB port for playing back stored photos, music, and videos. It's supposed to come in a firmware upgrade, but it's only $100. And right now, free limited time offer for free shipping. That is too cool. And when you do that, you can get a free month of Hulu, which is not bad. That's Hulu Plus. So if you want to get that, you can go ahead and do that there. They are going to have... what else did they have? Also, they also have free shipping for limited time as well on the Roku XD. Now, they all do 720p, but the XD and the XD/S... will do the 1080p. I think the HDXR that I have is supposed to get a upgrade to the 1080p from 720 in a firmware upgrade, and I don't know if I've gotten that yet. I got to check on that. But it does have the HDXR that I have does have a USB port on it, so I'm hoping that I'll have that ability to go ahead and access my own videos and audio and stuff like that, so I can stream it over the home network here and listen to my stuff and watch my own stuff. So that ought to be pretty cool if I can get that going. So I'm kind of looking to get one of those too, but you know, I would like to get the Logitech review from with Google TV. It's $300. You can get that at Best Buy or Amazon. And I'd like to try that out. Now, I've heard some, reports that there's not a lot on there, and it's best if you have it through Dish Network and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, well, that kind of sucks if that's true. But you know, I like to play with it. I'd love to get in there and mess with that stuff because I love that kind of content. I want my content my way when I want it. Just like podcasting or video casts, anything like that. You get what you want when you want it. You can watch it on your time. That's what's so great about, the Roku, even the Boxy, which I haven't got one of those, but I guess I'd like one of those too. I'm like all that kind of stuff. I want to be able to watch my shows at my time, you know, because sometimes my schedule isn't so fixed. Depending on what's going on with, you know, my family and my work, things change. Things move around. Like this morning, yesterday morning, Saturday morning, my morning started off a little bit abruptly when my mother-in-law called telling me that, you know, Grandma fell and hurt herself. So I had to rush over there and make sure she was okay, help her up. Why she didn't call the fire department? Well, Grandma doesn't like, you know, a big fuss about things. And she's 98 years old. And it's kind of hard to, you know, hate to say this, but teach an old dog new tricks. It's like, just call 911, you know, big burly, you know, fireman. You're going to love it, Grandma. Anyway, you know, it's like, you know, my schedule was just thrown off from that. So you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, you can watch TV anytime you want, get your content when you want it. So yeah, Logitech review. I'd love to have one of those. All right. Let's get onto this here. I found this, two things that, and it was over at ThinkGeek, and the funny thing is they have the same title. Well, their same description, title, I guess you call it. They both cost $17. One's the Geek Dad t-shirt, double XL, please. And a Geek Dad projects book. These are awesome. The Geek Dad is a shirt. It's pretty cool. It's got, you know, like a robot with a little robot on the front. And then on the back, it has all these words that pretty much describe me, you know, podcasts and computers and gadgets and technology, all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, I'd like to get one of those. But one other thing that I saw was the Geek Dad Projects books, and it is chock full of things that myself, you know, I can do with my sons to help them become geeks, become better geeks, to bond with them in a geeky way with science and technology and doing things with gadgets and being cool, like setting up a, you know, like a video recorder with a camcorder with you know, a balloon or something like that, or building a kite and flying it at night with lights all over it, you know, so you have to, you know, make your own LEDs and stuff like that, put them on there. That would, you know, that's just filled with cool projects to do that you and your geek kid can you know, get together with, bond with. And it doesn't even have to be, you know, a geek dad. You could be a geek mom and do this too. So, I mean, it's just, you know, call it a geek parent project book to get with your geek kid. Yeah, that would be cool. $17, ThinkGeek. It's awesome. Now, let's get to some of the stuff that I know I'm going to get for Christmas. Why? Because I bought it myself. I bought myself a 21-inch monitor. On Black Friday, which came to the house and I'm going to have to go ahead and give Newegg negative props, because they sent this thing not in a brown cardboard box, but in the retail box. Put the UPS sticker on it, sent it to my house, and they left it outside, you know, on the porch. You can tell what this is. Anybody can see that, number one, there's a package there. Number two, it's a freaking monitor. That thing, you know, by all rights, that thing should have been gone off my porch in less than 10 minutes after being put there. So I was kind of disappointed that happened, because it would have been so obvious what it was that anybody could have taken it and they pretty much would have known exactly what it was. You know, a regular box, brown box, and you kind of like, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but anyway, so I'm getting that. I get an HDMI switch, and I bought an iPhone accessory. It's a Kensington dash mount, and it's not just for the iPhone. I mean, I have my iPod Touch, but it's, you know, it's got a dash mat, I guess you'd call it, a weighted dash mat with a big plastic disc on it that you would put a window mount. It has a little suction cup, and it holds my, you know, supposed to hold my iPod Touch, but it should also hold my Kodak ZI-8 camcorder, and that's what I'm hoping for. Hope I can do that, and I can take some, you know, video in the truck or whatever car I'm driving, and that ought to be pretty cool, because I'm looking to do some of that. Maybe do a video podcast from there while I'm driving, or I don't know, just, you know, tape some stuff. It'd be pretty cool. So got that coming, and the wife doesn't know about that. And if my nephews are listening, which they might be, well, if they are, here's what they're going to be getting: a Microsoft LifeCam Cinema, the HD version of the their webcam, because my nephew Brandon, he's a drummer, and he was telling me how one of his buddies taped himself, put him on, videoed himself, put himself on YouTube, and he has been sponsored by a drum accessory or whatever manufacturer. So he's getting some like free stuff from for, like, you know, free heads or sticks or, you know, whatever it is. And Brandon wants that too. I mean, he's really good. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to get him this. So I got that coming. And maybe he can get himself onto YouTube, be seen, because he's really good. And that'd be slick. Plus, I'm trying to help him get his recording studio kind of set up. He's got some stuff to record, but doesn't have all the everything he needs. So I'm trying to help him put that together and have a good time. You know, get recorded, maybe get discovered, and maybe he'll be one of my 401k projects. You know, maybe he'll remember Uncle Norbert when time comes that he's in the big time. So, anyway, I think that is going to be it for the Geek Christmas List for 2010. I want to thank you so much for sticking around and going through this with me. Yeah, if you're looking to go ahead and get me any of these things, go ahead. That is great. I appreciate it. I have all the links for you right there. Just go ahead and send them my way. If you need to confirm my shipping address, go ahead, give me an email, and I'll do that for you. You can get, you know, give you an email, or excuse me, a land-based location where you can go ahead and send this if Santa doesn't come through on Christmas. So, all right, everybody, that's going to be it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you have any questions about what I have, you know, on here, give me a call at 540-999-TECH. You can go ahead and look me up on Twitter. Just look for TCT Podcast, or you can go ahead and email me. That's TCTPodcast@gmail.com. So check that out, and I look forward to hearing from you. What is on your Christmas list? I'd like to know what's on your tech Christmas list. What are you looking for tech-wise for Christmas? Go ahead and email me. I would really want to see that, and I might even post some of those. Cinnamon, we'll post those letters to Santa, and we'll see what we get, everybody. All right. Looks like I'm going to be on a weekly basis here for a little while. I've already been on one. Things have just been busy at work and at home. So, yeah, it's been cutting into my podcasting time. But, you know, that ought to relax here. Hopefully sometime in February, because things are getting real busy at work, which is one of the reasons I'm not able to go to CES this year. So, big bummer there, but we will be carrying some of the Tech Podcasts Network's coverage of CES 2011, and you can go ahead and catch that here on our website. Just go to the webpage and check out. I'll have a link. It'll be a video spot for them up on the main page, so you won't be able to miss that one at all. All right, everybody, that's it. I will see you next time.